Quinn, and I'm the Qualifications Committee Chair. I would like to call to order the Oregon Board of Accountancy Qualifications Committee at 9:02 a.m. on Friday, January 12, 2018. As usual, this meeting is being recorded. I'd like to start off by thanking everyone for taking time during what is a busy time of year for us accountants to participate in this meeting. We'll try to be respectful of your time today and, of course, give appropriate consideration to the many applicants we'll be reviewing. So I'll now conduct a roll call of the committee members first, then ask staff to identify themselves for the record, and then guests attending the call. That includes both applicants and supervisors. If you are a supervising CPA, please also identify which applicant you're supporting. This is Rachel Quinn. Megan Kurz, are you on the phone today?
I am present. Thank you.
Good morning. And Casey?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you.
Michael Schmidt is absent, as is Rebecca Griffith. How about Yvette Burling?
Hi, I'm here.
Good morning. And Haley Fish?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Zane?
Present.
And Ginny Groupie?
I am here.
Good morning. Michael Smoot?
I am here.
Good morning. And Ryan Kramer, I think I heard you earlier?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks.
Wonderful. And Lynn Kingston, the board liaison. Are you on?
Lynn is no longer a board member, and we haven't quite yet. This is Kimberly. We haven't assigned a liaison to this committee quite yet, but we will be talking about it at our January 22nd meeting.
Okay. So I know we have an agenda item for a report of board action, and it looks like you're on point to deliver that, so that would make sense. Did I miss any committee members? Excellent. All right. And so from a staff perspective, who do we have on?
Kimberly Fast, Executive Director.
Julie Nadeau, Board Staff.
Great. All right. And let's go through the applicants. Who do we have on the line from an applicant perspective?
Vladimir Watkin is here.
Ooh. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Vladimir Watkin.
Okay. Yes. Good morning, Vladimir.
Hi. This is Laura Wilfred.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning. This is Brian Borthet.
Good morning, Brian. All right, do we have any supervisors? All right, sounds like we don't. All right, well, let's kind of dive in. On our agenda today, we have the standard board report out, a review of 5 new applicants and 1 deferred applicant, as well as an update on the executive director recruitment and update on the MOU programs from Julie. Are there any additions to the agenda today?
Not that we know of.
Okay. Thank you very much. Well, now we'll just move on to the report of board action.
So the board met on December 11th, 2017, and approved all recommendations from the qualifications committee. And there was no other discussion related to this committee at that meeting.
If that's all, we'll now move to current applications. And as a reminder, it does keep things easier from a motion perspective if we have a bit of a discussion before we make the motion. So we'll start with the individuals on the phone that are attending today. So let's start with Flora Wilfred. Casey?
Yes. Okay. Good morning, everyone from Texas. So I reviewed Flora Wilfred's application. Ms. Wilfred's an internal audit manager at Brookfield Asset Management and has been employed there since 2014. Her months under qualified supervision from Mr. Joe Hengen, I'm not sure if I say that correctly, are from May of 16 to November of 17 for a total of 19 months. Ms. Wilfred's first narrative required significant updates under all competencies, as it was extremely brief and did not provide sufficient examples or experience documentation to support achievement of the requisite competencies. Furthermore, in many instances, it was really unclear as to who was performing the function. I communicated these issues with Ms. Wilfred and her supervisor and received an updated narrative on January 3rd. In reviewing the updated narrative, I continue to have concerns on competencies B, C, D, E, F, and G, and I requested a further update and refinement to the application narrative. Shortly thereafter, I did receive an updated narrative, which is the version that you have, and I realized there were some issues with the actual file, so I'm hoping that people have the opportunity to review. In my review, I've communicated with Ms. Wilfred that further updates and revisions are suggested. Specifically, competency B, the primary issue here was that the requirement for business organizational critical success factors and performance managers wasn't necessarily assessed. The way that it was assessed was through an engagement critical success factors and performance measures. Also, a significant portion of the competency narrative relates to more of a risk assessment and audit procedures versus understanding of a business environment. In competency B, the narrative documents one instance that is heavy in manual controls, not necessarily the evaluation of an accounting system or an information system as required by the competency. Also, the narrative lacks discussion of the aggregation of information at the organizational level, and I feel that additional examples really should be presented. In competency E, this competency I feel like requires a lot more information. She's walked through one example related to fraud risk assessment, but there isn't much detail in the assertions, and the testing phase are not adequately discussed. Additionally, it's again hard to tell what the applicant has done compared to what has been done in general. Competency F, the narrative is simply a brief explanation of analytical procedures, which would be expected in almost any audit engagement. For me, the narrative lacks discussion of decision-making, problem-solving, critical thinking, various settings, engagements, evaluation of cash flow, profitability, or much regarding long-term or short-term trends. Competency G, although an example of the report is provided or a report is provided, what I and what I believe the committee is looking for is a discussion of what the applicant has actually performed. The existing narrative simply has paragraphs that says the applicant has the experience, then a SOX testing tracking sheet. What I would expect to see in the narrative is a few projects where the applicant was required to report to superiors through written or verbal forms. An explanation of the subject matter and how the applicant reported, and the conclusions and alternative conclusions provided. So overall, I think the narrative does still require a fair amount of updating and tightening of the language to show who actually did what and what Ms. Wilfred's role was within each task. That being said, through our interactions, I'm fairly confident that Ms. Wilfred possesses the requisite experience. However, the narrative is just not adequately exhibiting that at the moment. It seems appropriate in this instance to recommend deferral to give Ms. Wilfred adequate time to work with her supervisor to fully update the narrative to display her experience in line with the competencies sufficient for committee review and deliberation. So now I will open it up for discussion.
Casey, this is Rachel. So I think the original email update from Julie that went out to the committee on the 8th had about half of the content missing.
Right.
So I had a hard time following and figuring out what applied to what. And I know Julie sent out a revised narrative today. I personally, should we bring this to a vote anyway, would need to abstain because I don't feel like I have an opinion one way or the other. But it sounds like you're recommending deferral anyways. Is that the case?
Yes, that's correct.
On all, are you thinking all competencies?
I felt like A and C were sufficient. I felt like A and C were sufficient. So I was specifically going to suggest deferral for B, D, E, F, and G.
Okay. Thank you. Any other committee members with feedback, questions, concerns?
This is Yvette. I agree with you. I didn't get the new document with all of the pages until this morning, so I did not have a chance to read through all of it. So I don't know that I have an opinion on it. I do know that the original that we got a couple weeks ago was not very thorough, and so I agreed with the comments that it needed revisions. But I'm not sure how to vote if I haven't read it. So.
Hi, this is Haley. I would agree. I didn't have time to review the updated documents provided today, so I would probably recommend deferring all competencies until they can be reviewed.
Great, thank you. Any other feedback?
And just to chime in, I'm perfectly happy putting that motion forward for all competencies as well. Should I go ahead?
Yep, I'm not hearing any other questions or comments. So.
Great. I move to defer the application of Flora Wilfred pending additional documentation for all competencies.
This is Megan. I'll second.
Thanks, Megan. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right, thank you. Motion approved to defer Flora's application for all competencies. So we'll look forward to seeing that revised document in a subsequent meeting. Thanks, Casey.
I have a question. Will she make any additional revisions based on the comments from today?
I believe so. She's been very proactive and communicative with me. I think that just as was mentioned at the beginning of the meeting, it's been a very busy time for many accountants. And so having the time to put forth on the application and then to, you know, meet up with her supervisor and kind of have that coordination, I think has been a little bit difficult at the moment. But I do firmly believe that she'll have sufficient time before the next meeting to make those updates and be willing to do so as well.
Thank you.
Excellent. So let's move on to Brian Bortfred. I apologize, Brian, if I'm mispronouncing your last name. I did get an email from Michael Schmidt, who is unfortunately unable to attend, so I'll just read the email out for the benefit of the committee. Let's see. I will be unable to attend the qualifications committee meeting scheduled for today due to a conflict with Intel here and closed. Please find below my recommendation regarding the assigned candidate. I have reviewed Brian Bortfred's application. Brian is currently a business analyst at Corwin Beverage Company. He previously served as their staff accountant for approximately 2 years. The responses to the 7 core competencies were written by Brian. I believe while the majority of the application supports the demonstration of the core competencies, however, I would recommend the applicant expand on competency E to better illustrate the demonstration of this core competency. So he's going to bring forward a motion that we defer pending additional information for competency E, just so Brian has the opportunity to receive feedback from the rest of the committee. I would just open it up and see if there are any concerns that any other committee members had related to his narrative outside of competency E. Or if you want to give some more specifics to Brian around, if you had thoughts around competency E that you wanted to make sure that he had time to think about.
This is Casey. I felt like on competency F that could use some work as well. I didn't see, it didn't really show the conduct and conclusion on technical research and the impact on financial reports. And then I would just say that I completely agree on competency E. I don't feel like this is really a high-level risk assessment. And the second paragraph example on hourly employees' time card seems to be the closest to the risk assessment, but the rest are just, to me, standard control risk mitigation or projects.
Thanks, Casey. So you would say that we probably should defer based on competencies E and F? That
would be my suggestion.
This is Megan. I had additional concerns regarding competency B as in boy and D as in dog. In paragraph 3, the discussion of competency B discusses, you know, the use of we. So furthermore, we discover that industry success was being driven by investment into new technology, including cashless vending, et cetera. And I think what we're really trying to assess here is whether the candidate has conducted this analysis. So wasn't quite sure based on that comment. And then the last sentence in paragraph 3 mentions, you know, the establishment of several new goals and objectives by executive management. And I thought it might be helpful for the candidate to expand upon what those new goals and objectives were, considering the sort of intent of the competency is to say, hey, I understand objectives and goals, and, it, you know, if this analysis resulted in setting new ones, it would be helpful to understand what those were and that the candidate had a full understanding of that and the relevance. Up in paragraph 2, under B, there's a statement that says, after my assessment, I found that even... if the full sales team had executed 100% of their case stuff. So I think the sentence starts off with, after my assessment, but it doesn't really delve into what that assessment was or included. And I felt it would be helpful to expand upon that a bit. Paragraph 4 mentions some decisions that were made, but it doesn't necessarily expand upon what some of those decisions were made. And then paragraph 5 discusses a dashboard that was developed, but I'm unclear who developed the dashboard, if it was the candidate or if it was developed by someone else internally, those kinds of things. And then moving on to competency D, overall I felt like it was missing a link of summarization and aggregation of data. You can infer, I think, based on the vending example that's included in the competency, but it doesn't really discuss, you know, how batches are accumulated, how they're tied out and, you know, traced to the general ledger, et cetera. And then the other thing, in paragraph 4, it mentions a change in the revenue recognition practice of the vending credit card batches. However, it doesn't really, I think it would be nice to close the loop and say, and here's why that change in revenue recognition was appropriate based on applicable accounting guidance. So it would be nice to kind of close the loop there, I felt.
Yeah, thanks, Megan. That was one thing that I didn't really see was a link to specific technical research or an ASC or whatever kind of authoritative literature. And Casey mentioned that in her feedback, too. That would be a good place to incorporate that element that I thought was missing from the application. Any other feedback from committee members?
This is Haley. I agree. I struggled with D and E specifically and like kind of closing the loop on D, which has been well described.
Great. Anyone else? Right, so what I'm hearing from the committee is that although Michael would be bringing forward a motion for competency, just one competency, competency E, I'm hearing feedback that there are some concerns about B is in boy, D is in dog, E is in elephant, and F is in Frank. So rather than read Michael's motion that we would then amend, would anybody else like to bring forward a motion regarding Brian's application?
Sure, this is Yvette. This is Yvette. I'll go ahead and make that motion. I move to defer the application for Brian Bortfett, pending the additional documentation for competencies B as in boy, D as in dog, E as in Edward, F as in Frank.
Thank you. Is there a second?
This is Ryan. I can second that motion.
Thanks, Ryan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion passes. Brian, does that give you enough information? Hopefully you were able to take some good notes during the call to get some direction on the updates that the committee feels that you need to make.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you so much for the detailed feedback. I'll go back and review it and take note of your comments and revise and get it back to you guys. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thanks, Brian. And I think I might have heard a couple of beeps, and I'm not sure if that was someone calling, dropping off and calling in, but is there anybody else that would like to announce their attendance this morning?
Carrie Williams is on the phone.
Hi, Anna. Anne Brink from the Board of Condensee is on the phone.
Good morning, Ming.
And are one of you a signing supervisor for one of the applicants today?
No. So, I'm sorry. So, Ming Brink is one of our new board members, and she's listening on this morning to get a feel of what this committee deals with.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. For those of you calling in, I just try to prioritize the applicants who have individuals on the phone so that we talk about them first and they're able to drop off if they don't want to continue attending the rest of the meeting. So that's the point of my question. But welcome to the call today. Let's see, I think I'm going to skip over Carrie Williams because I don't think she's present today and move on to Vlad.
I'm on the phone.
She just said she was here. Oh, sorry, Carrie. all right, so Carrie, next up, Haley, would you like to discuss Carrie's application?
Hi, yes, this is Haley. I reviewed Carrie Williams' application. She's currently working as a financial accounting analyst for Cambia Health Solutions. I believe one of her supervisors, Megan, is on our committee. She has two qualified supervisors for a combined 1 year period under the Cambia program. That was my only question, which I didn't actually pose to Carrie, was whether or not the Cambia program was a 1 year program or a 2 year program. As I know you only need 1 year for the qualified period, but some of the programs required a longer period. But other than that, her even with that, her application was very, very well written. I didn't request any additional information, including during the period her supervisors kind of switched due to workload changes or whatnot. So, but it was very well documented within the application, and I had no concerns about any of the competencies.
Thank you, Haley. Opening it up for discussion among the committee members.
This is Yvette. I'm at Cambia, not Megan Wilcox, her supervisor. And it's a 1 year program.
Thank you for that clarification.
Sure.
So this is Casey. I actually had concerns on D, E, and F. I felt like in D, I didn't get a clear understanding of the applicant's knowledge and understanding information systems. Evaluation of integrity and reliability of various information systems, internal control processes, or evaluation of accounting systems. What I see is that there's experience in account mapping, transaction streams, aggregation of financial information, but I think I felt like half the competency was missing. She gave the PeopleSoft example in competency E, which I felt like was much, I mean, not that I'm suggesting this, but it was a much better fit for a D and could have been expanded on. For E, I felt like none of the examples, so she gave the review of monthly financial statements, materiality, concludes with reviewing expenses monthly. I didn't feel like those were really fit with risk assessment. And then in F, it speaks a little bit about cash flow, but then discusses work papers and report preparations for business managers and the PeopleSoft upgrade. But I didn't feel like it spoke to the high-level decision-making or problem-solving or analytical thinking required for this competency, nor towards the evaluation of the critical financial elements. That was just my take.
Thanks, Casey. Any other feedback or comments from the committee? So this is Rachel. I just wanted to confirm. So with the combination of the supervisor C CPA roles with Anna and Megan, were they both signing off on this application?
Yes, I believe they are.
Okay, thank you. And another question for Carrie. Under competency B, you mentioned the quarterly competitor analysis. I believe we've seen this in the past. Is this the same or something similar? Is this the same one that's kind of a standard part of the Cambia program that's designed to give individuals exposure there?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I thought I'd seen that before. Any other feedback, questions, concerns from the committee members?
I guess I'd like to hear from more committee members to know if we need an amended, if they agree more with Casey's analysis or more of, or had concerns with different competencies.
This is Michael Smoot. I kind of agreed with Haley. I thought it was well written, and I think for the most part, well, I agree that with Casey that maybe there are certain aspects documented in some of the other narratives that maybe fit elsewhere. I think, you know, kind of overall, she, you know, portrayed and showed the competencies in aggregate, you know, and maybe not in the right bucket, but in total, you know, I kind of agree more with Haley that she has portrayed the competencies.
Thanks, Michael.
I guess I could make the motion and we could vote.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so this is Haley. I move to find that there is sufficient evidence to make a preliminary finding that Carrie Williams has demonstrated the competencies necessary for initial licensing per OAR 801-010-0065.
I second that.
Who was that?
Michael.
Thank you.
Thanks, Michael. All in favor of the motion as it stands, say aye.
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 And those opposed?
Aye.
And is that Casey?
Yeah, sort of.
Casey. All right, any abstentions?
And Yvette abstains.
Okay, thank you. All right, sounds like the motion passes. Thank you, Haley, and congratulations, Carrie. All right, that brings us to Vladimir, and unfortunately, Rebecca's not able to be on the call today either. So she had a rather long email that was sent out to the committee members in advance. I am going to go ahead and read it just so it's on record, but this should be in your email box, committee members. Let's see. I'm unable to attend the January 12th meeting of the Board of Accountancy Qualifications Committee, so I submit the following discussion of the applicant I was assigned for this meeting, Vladimir Mukin. Mr. Mukin obtained his qualifying experience at Guardian Management LLC as a controller. He was previously in other positions at the same company, but his narrative relates only to his time as a controller working below a qualified CPA supervisor. Mr. Mukin's original narrative submitted, the non-bold portions of the narrative provided to the committee, was really lacking across the board in the sort of detail and explanations needed to demonstrate the competency. It was too basic to determine whether the applicant has sufficient experience to meet the competencies and the narrative was lacking, or if the experience itself was insufficient. We discussed that there is no required length for the narrative, but it must describe the experience in adequate detail to address the specific requirements of the competencies and show they have been met. We also discussed not using general or passive language, but instead demonstrating that what Mr. Mukin himself had done to achieve the competencies. I recommend that the applicant listen to minutes of previous committee meetings to further gain an understanding of what the narrative should include. The revised narrative presented to the committee was signed off by the supervising accountant before being sent back to me with only a day left before the deadline, so we did not have a chance to further discuss the narrative. The revised narrative, although expanded with some additional details, is still quite lacking across the board in demonstrating all competencies. In general, the examples provided are for very basic accounting principles. For the most part, do not speak to the specific ideas stated in the competencies and do not draw sufficient conclusions in terms of the bigger picture. Further, the narrative has many grammar errors and is therefore difficult to read. Specific notes for each competency follow. A, keywords are mentioned but are generally supported with basic accounting functions.
be some light touches on regulatory environment, but really just stating it exists with no explanation. Does not demonstrate understanding of his role in the bigger picture of what the company is able to achieve. C, nearly all based on scorecard example, which seems to speak more to the company's internal training processes with little to no discussion of actual work papers using the work experience. D, lots of discussions on looking at user permissions, which is one example of a control. However, there's no significant discussion of evaluation of an accounting system, analytical procedures, or technical accounting research and testing controls, or written conclusions of the procedures accepted. E, some basic accounting bookkeeping issues are provided as examples, but these are not in-depth enough to really evaluate whether financials are accurate. No conclusions are drawn other than your results of basic tests. F, largely around one example of net income versus cash flow, does not demonstrate decision-making, problem-solving, or analytical thinking. G, discusses how the applicant explains basic accounting principles to others, but no discussions of written or oral financial reports and presentations completed in his experience. Based on the revised narrative, it remains unclear whether the applicant does, in fact, have sufficient experience to meet the competencies, but none of the competencies are met as the narrative currently stands. I believe additional discussions with Mr. Mookin are needed to determine if he can better address the competencies to the satisfaction of the committee. She is going to bring forward a motion to defer the application pending additional documentation of all competencies A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. So at this point, I will open it up for discussion. Knowing that she's going to bring forward recommendations for deferral of all competencies, is there anything else that you would feel that the applicant would need to consider in his revision?
I have some little comments. This is Casey. Comment the app doesn't discuss technical accounting research, too. So that might be communicated back to the applicant as well.
I had the same comment, Casey. This is Megan.
Anything else? All right. So I am going to bring forward a motion on behalf of Rebecca Griffith that says, I move to defer the application for Vladimir Mookin pending additional documentation of competencies, of all competencies. Is there a second?
This is Casey. I'll second.
Thanks, Casey. All in favor, say aye.
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 Those opposed? Any abstentions? Thank you. And Vladimir, I believe you're on the phone, so hopefully the conversations you're having with Rebecca and what you've heard here is helpful.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are making it tough. Okay, yeah, that's helpful.
Okay. All right. Thank you. That brings us to our last current applicant, Christine Moore. Megan?
Great, thanks, Rachel. So applicant Christy Moore holds the role of a financial analyst 5 within the product group finance team at Lam Research in the Portland area. Ms. Moore has approximately 20 months of qualified supervision under her signing supervisor at Lam, and then she recently left Lam to move to Lattice Semiconductor. So I conducted an initial review of Christy Moore's application and provided comments back pretty much in all competencies. Due to extenuating circumstances, Ms. Moore was unable to make the suggested edits to her write-up in time to meet the distribution cutoff date to the committee. Overall, the main themes of the comments that I provided related to, references throughout the write-up that were very short examples or outright statements where the candidate indicated that they had completed a specific task or had met the competency but didn't really lead the reviewers through how those tasks were completed specifically or discuss the thought process or judgment involved there. And I felt that overall, kind of going one layer deeper in the examples would really add to the reviewer's overall comfort level with the write-up. In addition, the examples were all very specific to the area of cost accounting, and I communicated to the applicant I thought it would be helpful to incorporate more discussion regarding
you know, the revenue side of the transaction, i.e. revenue recognition when customer acceptance criteria are present, or the associated reserves that are required when a right of return exists, et cetera. Because there was a lot of inventory and fixed asset related discussion throughout the write-up. But it's clear that, you know, there was experience there regarding the revenue side. So I thought if she could sort of bring that in and make the write-up more holistic, that might bring some strength to the overall paper. So prior to making a motion, and Christy is not able to be with us on the phone today, but I wanted to open it up to the group for discussion in the event that there are other specific questions or concerns from the committee that I can help incorporate as I work through the revisions of the application with the candidate.
Great. Thanks, Megan. Any feedback from the committee?
This is Casey. I didn't feel like E was really hitting on risk assessment. I felt like it was just not getting me there, I guess. I felt like in S, there was no discussion of short and long-term trends and very little discussion of the other requirements, such as cash flow and profitability. And then in G, I felt like she gave really broad examples but doesn't address the verbal presentations or how she communicates in layman's terms when needed. But I would say that I really appreciated, even though maybe management accounting's focus, I really did appreciate the many different examples that she did provide.
Thanks, Casey. Yeah, it's clear that she has a lot of depth of experience. So I think, and this is kind of showing my cards in my motion. I don't know that there's enough here to just outright decline the application. So I'm, given timing and the circumstances that she's not able to be on the phone today, I feel comfortable making a motion to defer the application of Christy Moore pending additional documentation of all competencies, so A through G, because I do believe that, there probably is sufficient experience there. It's just not shining through in the documentation. And so that was my motion.
All right. Thanks, Megan. Is there a second?
I'll second that. This is Zane.
Thank you.
Zane. All in favor of the motion to defer based on all competencies, say aye.
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 All opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Thanks, Megan. Let's see, that just brings us to our one deferred application. Yvette, would you like to talk about your applicant?
Sure. Yu Liu had presented at our last meeting, and we thought that his application was a bit high level and didn't have enough detail on the competencies. So he went back and made some major revisions, and I think that his revisions show the depth of experience in each of the competencies. He added, citations to research, and the regulations. He shows a broad depth of experience, I think, in the competencies now in his write-up. So my recommendation would be for approval, but we'll open it up for discussion.
All right. Any feedback from the committee members on the revised narrative? I just have one question. Can you remind us, was this through the Intel program?
Oh, yes, it was. And I forgot to mention that his revisions did go back through their committee for further scrutiny. So I don't know the depth of how they reviewed it the first time, but the revisions definitely went through their committee for review.
Any other questions or feedback from the committee? All right, Yvette, would you like to make a motion?
Sure. I move to find that there is sufficient evidence to make a preliminary finding that Yu Liu has demonstrated the competencies necessary for initial licensing per OAR 801-010-0065.
This is Casey. I'll second. Thanks, Casey. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 All those opposed? Any abstentions? All right. Well, I think we've moved through our applicants fairly efficiently today. That just brings us to new business. So, Kimberly, we would love to hear about the Executive Director recruitment update.
The update for the executive recruitment was that on December 11th, board meeting, the board appointed me to serve as the permanent executive director. So that is my new role on a more permanent basis rather than interim.
Wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
And so that's the update there.
That's a fairly good one. Of course, you know, and no different from your interim role, there's absolutely anything that the committee can do to help support you in your official executive director role. Please let us know.
Absolutely. I appreciate that.
Very happy to have you in your official role.
Thank you.
I have a question. Will there be someone else added to the staff to do your old role?
Yes.
Or are you adding to your old role?
No. So we currently actually have two vacancies, my old position as a licensing manager and licensing specialist position. Angel Legler of our office was the second licensing specialist with Julie, and she left employment here at the end of November, so we've been vacant for a while, and we are, I'm working with HR actually this morning already to post those two recruitments out so we can get someone to fill these positions. We are running out of people and lots of work to get done, so hopefully that
Thanks
happens
for the
quickly.
Update.
All right, well, I guess that moves us to an update from Julie on the follow-up with the MOU program.
So I don't have a lot to report. We did, after the last meeting, follow up with the five contact people for the MOU programs and just let them know that there was a fairly detailed discussion at the last committee meeting that they might, you know, be interested in hearing, you know, so we pointed them to the recording of the, you know, of the session. I did have, so the four outside of Intel, I haven't heard anything back, but I would imagine that they'll be taking a look at that. And it was more informational as far as I knew, but I did have a more detailed discussion with Elena at Intel, and they were very curious about, you know, the process. They kind of were feeling a little bit like maybe they weren't understanding. Maybe they'd maybe lost track of, you know, where they should be in that process. And so they read through the notes, the summary notes. They listened to the recordings. They talked to Yu Liu. They had some internal meetings. And so I do know I can back up what was said about that application by Yvette, that when he prepared his revisions, it went back and they sent it to, I think, three or four different people for review, along with the notes about expectations. So they're taking it seriously, and they're trying to improve the program. So that's all I have.
Great. Thank you, Julie. Appreciate the reach out to those different companies, and hopefully the recording was helpful for them to listen to. Any questions from the committee members on this item? All right, just a couple
other items. Just wanted to point out in your meeting materials, you had the calendar for 2018 meeting. It also included the dates for other committee meetings as a point of reference. And throughout the year, if you find you're not able to attend a meeting and you know that well in advance, please let Julie know so we can ensure we always have a quorum and consider this in the application assignments, because we now have enough committee members that if you're not able to attend, then maybe it would be better to assign an application to someone who will be. So it's nice to have that information for your calendars. The other thing that we talked about in our last meeting is the onboarding of our new committee members, and included in your materials were templates provided by a variety of veteran committee members as an optional tool for us to use in reviewing applications. I thought they were interesting to see the different approaches, and hopefully those were useful for your application review this time around. And I understand that all applications were assigned to veteran committee members this go-round, but Julie did attempt to connect each veteran reviewer with a new committee member. With the holidays, you might have had varying levels of success in this team review, but would love to hear just offline any individual feedback that you have for me in terms of how that went, if it was useful. Again, we're more used to having one or two committee members come on at a single time, not, you know, several, so we just really want to do what we can to help onboard you and make you as successful as you can be in joining and getting up to speed immediately. So any other comments, questions, anything for the good of the order before we adjourn today? Excellent. Just as a reminder, our next meeting will be in person on April 18th, which is a Wednesday. So we're looking forward to seeing everyone live and in person in Salem. So thank you all for attending today, and I adjourn this meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.